if we compare the situation with Kardamamuni and his desire with the situation when Fukumaras received instruction from their father. So what's the difference? They didn't have any vasana. This is main point too.
Very intelligent and thoughtful question. I appreciate that. You're saying that this situation about Brahma coming, because I even believe Kardamamuni must be a son of Brahma also, ultimately created by Brahma. Can't remember right now, but Brahmaji went to his Chatus Kumar, Sanandanan Sanatan, Sanak and Sanandanan Kumar, the four Kumaras, and he asked them the same thing that when he came to Kardamamuni, he asked him also. He asked them to get married and propagate living entities, and all kinds of living entities, not only children, but all kinds of living entities, to populate the universe as part of his creative function in the service of Lord Vishnu, his meaning Lord Brahma's function or seva. So naturally your children, you want your children to cooperate with the family business. So the family business is creation, and the four Kumaras, it's Brahma and sons. Brahma and his four sons, so many sons. So they said, no way, we're Bal Brahmacharis. We're not. So how is it that they said no and Kardamamuni agreed? Is it because they had no vasana for this work? Or what is it? What is the difference? Kardamamuni had a vasana for a woman and they didn't? I can't answer that question. I can't. It's a very good question, but I don't have the answer based on commentaries, which I just don't remember studying that particular point, nor I remember it. But I could say, from what little I know, is that the four Kumaras, because as far as this creating living entities, the woman's not required. I mean, these four Kumaras, they could have said, yes, okay, we'll help you create, and just from their own bodies they could have created all kinds of entities. So in Kardam's case, he was similarly a very powerful yogi who could have created. But Krishna, in that case, he was bringing a woman. Brahma was bringing a woman directly. And so to say that Kardam had a vasana or not, maybe that's Natika's, I can't remember. But he accepted that arrangement because the woman was there and Brahma and Krishna was behind it. So Krishna was directly behind that. Now, as far as Brahma asking the four Kumaras to populate, that's, in the case of Kardamamuni, what I can recall is Krishna was directly behind it. It was Krishna being Vishnu. And Brahma asking the Kumaras to create, that's from Brahma's side, not directly coming. I mean, it's his service. Just like my service may be the main, the GBC says, you're the temple president, you're in charge of the temple, okay? So they're giving me that order. So now I give so many orders, because I'm temple president, okay, you do this, you do that, you do this. But they're not direct, those orders I'm giving aren't directly coming from the GBC, you follow? So I may be wrong, but my recollection or my understanding is that the four Kumaras had the prerogative to refuse because it wasn't directly coming from God. It was their father. Ah, Dad, you know, we don't want it. You know, and they're children, so you can't get heavy with children. Fathers, traditionally, from Brahma down, they're always nice to their children. So they asked the children, they said, okay, they're little boys, don't pick on them. When he came to Kardamamuni, he wasn't a little baby. He's not, you know, a Nagna. He was a yogi and a Vairagya, great devotee, sage, rishi. And so he accepted it and coming directly from Krishna, it would be anukulya and favorable for Krishna. Because you see, the Brahma, his duty is to create, so that Vishnu gave him that, and how he's going to do it, he has to figure that out. That's why he did tapasya, tapa. He couldn't figure out how to create. He had a creative function at the beginning of the universe, and he was lost in darkness inside the lotus stem of Vishnu. And he went up and down the 14 planetary systems searching, and he ended up on the top of the lotus meditating. He just didn't know where to go, where to start. Then he heard this voice, Tapa, Tapa, some sound, so he started doing tapasya. Then finally he got the ocean of knowledge manifested in his heart in the form of Brahma Gayatri. Ambarbhava Swa. Then he got the knowledge to create, and then he started doing what he had to do as a creator on behalf of Lord Vishnu. But Vishnu, so he asked the four Kumaras, Brahma asked the four Kumaras to create, and they said no. So he asked somebody else. You know, because he had that was his service to Vishnu. So they refused, so he asked someone else. So they weren't, the four Kumaras weren't offensive to Vishnu. They weren't even offensive to their father. Because he asked, he didn't say, will you please create? So he's asking, and they said, no. So that's their glory. So they're showing that example. Four Kumaras. So it's been some time since I studied. If I was freshly looking at that, maybe I could have deeper insight. But this is my recollection since I haven't read that. What canto? Fourth canto, maybe. What is that? Third canto. It's been about a long time since I read it. Maybe 20 years. So whatever I can recollect, what I've understood over the last 20 years, that's what I'm saying.